Carmel. Good morning, Carmel.
Good morning, Stephen.
Carmel, first of all, I owe you an apology because I know that you came to the Nolan television show last night and we ran out of time, Carmel. I know you travelled.
Oh, yes, I realise that.
So I'm really sorry.
Apology accepted.
Now, you're in one of these facilities.
I'm in a new development of supported living.
And can you tell me how you feel about them? Because you think they're a great idea, don't you?
I think they're wonderful, but I still think that you need the nursing homes and that you need the residential homes.
See,
I mean, I was ill and I was 10 months in Ardview, and if it hadn't been for Ardview, I would never have been well enough to have come here. But this is a very, very...
Carmel, can you hear me?
Yes. It's a very special place.
Tell me why the facilities you're in, because these facilities, the likes of which you're in, are what the Minister and John Compton would like to bring more older people to. Why do you like the facility?
Well, I like it because I have virtually my own home. I have a home within a home.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my own front door and I'm running this place as though it were my home.
And then when you need people to help you, they're there?
Oh, they're there for 24 hours a day. And they're superb. Superb, and they call up four times a day to see that you're all right, you know, that you. But then you need a certain level of health to be able to be, to avail of this facility.
And why do you say that you still think we need residential homes?
Because I was an Ard lass and I saw the advantage. I was an Ard lass for 10 months due to an illness, and I saw the care that the people got there. And how some of those people regarded that place as their home, and it would have been terrible to have moved them out of it.
Well, you probably saw Jean last night.
I did. It was very, very emotional.
What would you say to her?
Oh, well, I mean, that would be out of the question to have moved Jean. I mean, she just would turn her face to the wall and die.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
She would just turn her face to the wall and die with grief if she were moved.
So what do you say to one elderly person, to the minister? What advice would you give the bosses about Jean?
To leave Jean in peace and to show her some respect. I mean, she's very alert.
Listen, thank you so much for coming on the radio today. Thank you, madam.